Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first meditation. You know those times when you're so hungry, you just grab the first thing you can find? Chips, sugar, whatever is nearby. And only afterward realize, that wasn't what I needed. Our souls are like that. They're starving for truth and beauty, but most days we feed them with junk. Endless headlines, gossip, outrage, distraction. The result? We stay full of noise, but empty of truth. Leisure, our so-called free time, was never meant for numbing ourselves. It's meant to feed the intellect with truth and the emotions with beauty. But if we keep grazing on what's trivial or toxic, our minds grow restless and thin. But when we feed on what's real and lasting, then they grow strong and joyful. So here's the question. What kind of truth are you feeding your soul when you are at rest? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The purpose of free time is to feed your soul with what it hungers for, to feed the intellect with truth and the emotions with beauty. If that's the case, then here are some different kinds of truth that we should not be feeding ourselves with in our free time. The first is superficial truth, truth about celebrities' personal lives or the latest social trends. This probably doesn't help you go down into the depths of reality because it's superficial. It's about stuff that just doesn't matter. Truth that satisfies makes you wise. And wisdom is about being able to understand the profound truths underlying the world and your life. It's not about being shallow. And then there's transient truth, truth about things that are passing. This political scandal, the shift in the stock market, this professional sports trade, this is, at the end of the day, all trivial, because very soon, none of it matters. It's passing. In fact, it has passed, and it's forgotten. So what's the point of giving your mind to has no long-term relevance? By the time you read about it, it's old. Then there's the depressing or enraging or fear-mongering truth. Don't, please don't give your leisure hours over to facts in the news that will make you angry or scared or sad. Because leisure, it's the time to cultivate joy. It's the time to think about the truth that the world is good and it's governed by a good God who is your Father. And He has designed the entire world with you in mind. We need to meditate on the truth that takes you into supreme joy. And the truth that takes you away from that, that's what we need to stop gorging ourselves on. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. One of the best ways to give your soul the truth it hungers for is to find good stories that embody that truth. When you wrap an important truth around a great story and a great person, wow, that's a fantastic recipe. To learn the story of Scripture, for instance, is to learn the greatest story there is, God's story of salvation. And people like Scott Hahn and Tim Gray and Father Mike Schmitz and others are great at introducing you to that story. But also the stories of the saints. It's amazing what they did. It's amazing the truth their lives embodied. Read, for instance, Forget Not Love, the story of Maximilian Kolbe written by André Frossard, or Catherine of Siena, by Sigrid Unset, or Joan of Arc by Mark Twain. He actually said that was the best book he ever wrote. And there are so many thousands more great stories of the saints. Do you remember how Saint Ignatius of Loyola became one of the greatest saints in history? He was looking for something to read in his free time, and he decided to read the lives of the saints. So, you might consider doing the same. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. You can also get great delight from learning the true principles at the core of reality and the core of how to live well as a human person. You can learn how to think with the little book, Thinking Clearly, by John Mark Miravalli, or Basic Philosophy of Life from writers like Peter Kraft and C.S. Lewis, or you can understand how science and faith work together by Father Robert Spitzer, or The Virtues from Joseph Pieper. And you can get a sense of the church's overall history from a great writer like William Carroll. It's all out there. And it's not just good to know, it's delightful to know. So if you're looking for something to do, why not get the greatest enjoyment from the greatest truth? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The search for truth is inseparable from friendship. Did you catch that? The search for truth is inseparable from friendship. This is very important. People who love the truth love to talk about it with friends. The great font of Western philosophy is Socrates, and he simply wanted to talk about truth with his friends. Aristotle and his school were called the Walkers because what they liked doing most of all was walking around with their friends discussing important truths. Even Christ himself didn't transmit his saving truth by writing books, but primarily by talking and walking with his friends. So, who is the friend you have with whom you can pursue the truth? And a really easy way to do this is to invite someone to pray this Rosary podcast with you and then have some good conversation. Or start a Rosary group and run it like a book club. We have lots of great series you could use, like the 30 Most Important Things to Know that we did in July and August. The only pleasure that compares to the pleasure of contemplation is the pleasure of friendship. And when you combine those two, you get about the greatest pleasure that's possible to have in this life. That's why my favorite time each day is meditating on the truth with Teresa and then having a good conversation with her. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I have a question for everyone who's praying with us, listening to this right now, that I want to bring up in our conversation.
Okay. You know, it's going to take some time before they can answer you. I'll do my best, but I don't speak for the people.
Maybe you do a little bit. So, we go to great lengths, put a lot of effort into trying to take the fullness of the Catholic faith and how to live the Catholic faith very practically. We go to a lot of work to take all that and try to put it into this daily rosary podcast. So to give people the most important truths in a way that's very digestible, very understandable, we try to give that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And our great dream is that people will meditate on these things, think about these things in the rosary, and then have a friend or a spouse or a kid or somebody that they can then talk about these truths with them so they can have, so that they too can have the great delight that you and I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question for everyone praying with us right now, what can we do as an organization to help them do this with somebody or with a small group of people? I mean, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered, there I am. So if you have one other person or two other people, that's a group. So what can we do as an organization to help you do this? That's a real question. And I really want the feedback from people. And I really encourage you, send me an email, mike@schooloffaith.com, and tell me what we can do to help you. But you might have an answer for the people.
I've given you all the answers I can give. I think I'm equally as stumped. Because, I mean, it's hard. I have the person that I can discuss this with already, because you and I already have this to be able to sit down and talk to each other about. But I'm very curious what other people come up with.
I mean, one of the things we've really been thinking about, because book clubs are very easy, but they have a book. So one of the things we've been kicking around is taking all of our different series and putting them into little booklets, like monthly booklets with our rosary series.
Mm-hmm.
That would make it easier to gather family or friends together, read the meditation, and then discuss it. Like Saturday night, we were over at Sarah and Nick's house with the grandkids, and Xavier and his wife Annie came over with grandson Lawrence, and my dad came over, and Nick picked one of our meditations and he read it, and we prayed the meditation in the midst of utter and total chaos with a 5, 4, 2, and 1-year-old. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. Maybe that would help people if we had little booklets that we gave out, that we made available.
I'd agree with that.
And here you are getting ready to go to your book club tonight.
Mm-hmm.
On the great books. So, I don't know, what strikes you, Teresa, with this meditation on using your free time to learn the most important truths and then discussing it with a friend?
This kind of connects with what you were saying, but I was really, really struck with that last point. The invaluable nature of having someone to talk it over with, because you can learn so much, but you're kind of blind to your own mistakes or folly when you learn on your own. You have to meditate on your own. You have to spend time in meditation and reflection one-on-one with God. But if you don't have someone to also discuss it with, there are so many pitfalls that we are completely blind to. And I mean, I've been so lucky having you, because I'm constantly stumbling blindly into heresy. But if you don't have someone that you can talk with and actually be vulnerable, be truthful, and be checked in that, then it's really easy to pat yourself on the back, because you're like, well, I don't see anything wrong with my knowledge. There are so many holes in our knowledge, and we need someone else to complete that, to just be in real friendship and pass an idea back and forth. And it actually enriches our meditation, because then when you go to your meditation, you actually know you're preparing to talk with someone else about it. So you think in an entirely different way.
Yeah.
Because you really think about, how do I explain my thoughts to someone, which makes you think more deeply about them, more completely about them. It's just an entirely different relationship to truth and knowledge and learning in our faith when you know you actually have to discuss it with someone. And yeah. You have their questions to answer and your questions to be answered by them. It's just how we were made to learn. I think that's, I never realized how necessary that is to this kind of spiritual learning.
It's because we're made in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God is three persons in the Trinity. And remember how we said that passage in the Gospel of John, and the Word was God, the Word, and the Word was made flesh. And the word in Greek for word could be translated as conversation.
Yeah.
This is how God mm-hmm. is, and we're made in His image. So it's so important that if you're out there and you have no one to share this with and be in conversation, ask the Holy Spirit to provide it.
Mm-hmm. And let us know anything we can do, because I think you're right that this is necessary. And any idea helps as to how we can facilitate that.
Yeah. So email us, mike@schooloffaith.com. Well, Teresa, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.